Double blowjob is something. It's nice, you know?
I'm sure.
But Concole, that's a good answer. That's a good answer, because that was kind of shit on, and I enjoyed it. I watched the movie. I like the dramatic implication that they're stuck in a cycle.
I actually didn't see the movie, so I actually don't know anything about that part.
Oh, well, watch the movie.
I will actually do that. I'll put that on my list.
Nice. All right, well, I am going to take the next caller. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, have a great time.
You too. Enjoy the movie. Joker's trick. All right. I'll do one more on this topic, and then we'll switch to a new topic. So let me get one more caller. Miko Spark, you are on the air.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. How goes things?
Wait, hello?
Yes, I got you.
Okay. Things are good. Things are really good. Actually, I do have to vent to you about one thing.
What's that?
So you know, I just recently found out that Kugimiya Rie is coming to New York City Anime Con, right?
Yeah.
And then, so I looked it up. So tickets are on sale. We're on sale today at 6 p.m. So I waited up all night. Well, waited and then refreshed the page like every second. And then sure enough, exactly 6 p.m. tickets come out. I click it for a second. 1 second later, it's all sold out.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, scalpers, these horrible, horrible people ended my life.
Yeah, no, it sucks. I know. I really hate scalpers. It's just one of those things that the problem is so hard to solve that, yeah, it's an issue.
Yeah, so I gave up. I mean, I guess there's nothing I could do about it.
Rip. Oh, well, weren't they charging like $125?
$125 is nothing!
Let me ask you this. Like, would her autograph increase the value of an item by $125?
I don't know about her autograph. I just want to meet her in person. She's the one person in my life that would want to meet in person, and sure enough, this happened.
Well, if you feel that strongly, there has to be a specific character who you're into. Who's the character?
Oh, gosh. I mean, there's all Tsundere characters I'm into. So I, like, went through down her list and watched, like, almost every series. So I can't say specifically. But maybe Toradora, Zero no Tsukaima, all the typical Tsundere roles.
Huh. You know, I think my first introduction to her was Shakugan no Shana, which I have a fond place for in my heart, even though, like, I'm sure that if I looked back on it now, I would think it's absolute shit. But since I was just kind of getting into anime, it was still pretty new for me. Even though it's Chunibyo as fuck.
Yeah.
I thought some of the concepts were pretty cool.
Yeah, no, I love it. I mean, looking back at anime, if you watch it now, it's pretty shitty, but back then it was good.
It was definitely emblematic of the light novel adaptation, like mid-2000s thing. Like, when they had the chick with the red hair in Recreators, they were absolutely channeling Shana for that.
Oh, gosh. You might be right.
Yeah, she was the light novel heroine. Like, it was even that one fucking artist who did like, everything in that era.
That's true, huh?
Yeah, but anyway, let's zone in on our topic. What's a show you think is underrated?
So, got a couple, but have you watched Genshiken?
No, and I've been... Oh wait, I'm sorry, I thought you said Gintama for a second. Of course I've seen Genshiken. It's great.
Yeah, that is one of my favorite. It is, and that I think is, well, maybe it's not talked about now, maybe it was talked about when it was more popular, but... definitely think that's one of my favorite. It's like takes that experience, like the otaku culture, like in a college circle. It's legit. I don't know how to describe it, but it's very comfy.
It's a show that I think really encapsulates what it's like to be an otaku in that time period. And I feel like it's just a show that otaku should watch because it's a cool glimpse into how things were. In the way that Lucky Star was, in the way that, what was the show? There was some show recently I didn't finish it, but it was very much like what it's like to be an otaku now. It got like crazy in the end. Something about an anime club, but like,
yeah, I know what you're talking about. It was anime something. Come on, someone in Meguka.
Yeah, someone in Thread posted this. It was a show that came out like a year or two ago. And it was like, this girl gets roped into joining an anime club, but like...
Anime Gatari, that's
yes, it. Anime Gatari's, that's the one. Yeah, that was fun. But that one, like, from what I remember of it, in the beginning at least, it was very much like, this is what it is to be an otaku in, like, 2015. Like, shitposting on Twitter, like things getting leaked, you know.
Yeah, and they added lots of moe stuff to add onto it. And then, like, yeah, I remember the first 10 episodes were horrible, and then it gets into, like, the last 3 episodes, it, like, breaks the fourth wall, and it's great. I love that part. But, yeah, the rest of it sucked.
Yeah,